located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The WNBA draft took place yesterday. To no one's surprise, Caitlin Clark was the first overall pick, going to the Indiana Fever. The Las Vegas Aces didn't have a first-round pick this year, but they did get four selections in the draft, including Clark's teammate at Iowa, Kate Martin, who went 18th overall. The Lakers take on the Pelicans in New Orleans in the NBA's play-in tournament this evening. Tip goes up at 4:30. You can catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. The Vegas Golden Knights play the first of their final two games of the regular season tonight. They're currently in position to earn the 8th seed in the Western Conference. A win tonight against Chicago and Thursday over the Anaheim Ducks moves them into the 6th seed for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Puck drops at 7 o'clock.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Just one freeway accident being reported. It's on the Southern Beltway leaving Henderson on 215 westbound at Windmill. And also in Henderson, got an update on that accident on Eastern southbound just past Silverado Ranch. Finally got all the lanes open again, so going to take some time to get back up to speed, but all lanes now open on Eastern southbound after Silverado Ranch. In Summerlin, yet lanes closed on Rampart northbound between Lake Mead Boulevard and Cheyenne. This is near Del Webb Boulevard. A pretty serious accident here within the last hour. Rampart northbound, again, after Lake Mead Boulevard. Sunny and warm today. We'll have light breezes. Don't even get to 10 miles per hour. Afternoon temperatures going up to the low to mid 80s. It's 59 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. I'm
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I had a chance earlier to visit with Richard Frederick. If you don't know who he is, he's the guy who on the radio talks about how California sucks and that it's just awful, and that he is a candidate for the state Senate in Senate District 5. I asked him, a little bit about why you're putting yourself out there and exactly why you're running.
Yeah, I've decided to run because I feel it's about time that we start to get career Americans into position and remove these career politicians. We've got to start fighting back. Our country, our state's in a lot of trouble. And I mean, your bumper into your intro with Biden flubs kind of says it all. It's probably one of the best on radio right now. We just need to fight back. For me, I'm here in Henderson. Before I moved here, I'd come to Henderson for over 20 years. When coming to Vegas for business, I always stayed in Henderson. And that Henderson of old no longer exists. And it's really, the crime is just skyrocketing. Development is great, but we have to make sure our first responders are able to keep up with the pace of development. So I'm looking to bring Henderson back to the way it was, and working with our first responders, get crime down, and really start to provide a safer community for everyone.
I probably should have asked this at the very outset of the interview, and that is, where is Senate District 5?
Yeah, so Senate District 5 goes from up by Valley Grande Estates, which is actually connects to District 10, and then we go down to down near East Silverado Ranch Boulevard, St. Rose Parkway, and Spencer Street on the south side. And then when we get up towards Boulder Highway and Warm Spring Roads, and that's North Boulder, and we take that all the way down past Water Street, down towards Major Avenue and Greenway Road down near South Boulder Highway.
I want to ask you about the economy. It's a major part of your platform. Can you talk a little bit about the economy and how you want to make Nevada a better place to live and work?
Yeah, absolutely. So that is the biggest topic, really. That and public safety nationwide. Those are the two number one issues that people are having. For me, I think that they're connected, because what I spoke about just a few minutes ago, first and foremost, we need to invest in our police. We've got to make the communities safe and desirable for business. And when people hear retail crime, they think big box, Lowe's, Walgreens, CVS. This is an issue that's affecting mom and pop businesses. Small businesses get broken into. I'm not even saying they've got to take $5,000 worth of equipment. Just breaking in windows, breaking doors, these are expensive repairs. And things like that can shut a business down. I've seen it many, many times. So we've got to make sure that these businesses know the community is safe and desirable to want to open. I also know the big topic right now is Mark Wahlberg. He's looking to come here and set up shop. And he left California, like many of us, and he's working with Sony Studios to open up a studio out here. Now, I've been saying this, working in the entertainment industry, I've been saying this for years. How is, you know, Nevada not the spot to go when it comes to recording studios and even filming movies? There's such a vast landscape that would work great. So I'm actually in contact right now with Mark and his team, and I'm looking to sit down with them and see exactly what it is they're trying to do. And my goal is to, bring opportunity to Nevada. I think this could be literally the movie, music, sports, and fun capital of the world if done right.
How do we diversify our economy? Is it all about tax breaks, or is there, you know, some other element that we're missing?
Right. So when people talk about tax breaks, and this is a big topic right now in regards to the baseball stadium. At the end of the day, I don't want Nevadans to be paying anything. And, you know, if you owe me $100 and I tell you don't worry, keep it, I just gave you $100. So, you know, this needs to be looked at from different perspectives. We need to provide some opportunity for, incentives for businesses to come here. But I also believe that this is the place to be. People want to be here. And so we have to kind of call their bluff in a way. And we have to have really smart negotiations, because we can't continue to give away the farm. That affects taxpayers. We are the spot. It's obvious. We have people coming here from all over the country. They're moving here every day. And so we need to make sure that we make smart decisions, and we don't just continue to give these tax breaks and incentives, because at the end of the day, it's just money that's being lost. And a lot of it is the long game, and I don't mind that at all. But things need to be looked at, and we need to realize we have something very valuable here, and it's finally being looked at in a light that it hasn't in the past. And we need to make sure we make smart deals and not just give it all away.
There you have it. Richard Frederick running for state senate in District 5. Coming up tomorrow, big show tomorrow. Wow. Hard to believe. Victoria Seaman will join us. She's running for mayor. Why is she running for mayor? And she'll give us kind of a state of the race deal. We'll do that tomorrow. We will get together at 6:05. I hope you'll be with us for that. It's always fun to watch the sunrise together, isn't it, though? Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly news and comment and Clay and Buck are next.
Stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message, paid for by the Committee to Elect David Flippo.
Hi, I'm Attorney Kevin Rowe. Recently, Lerner & Rowe was named the second most influential law firm in the United States. Although we have offices in other parts of the country, we are your local law firm. No other law firm in the state comes close to the experience, reputation, and results as Lerner & Rowe. When you're hurt in a wreck and need a check, call the law firm that can get you the results you need. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, Managing Attorney.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. At my law firm, there's no fake courtrooms or fake anything. I go to real courtrooms and I get real results. Just in the past couple of years alone, I've had some of the biggest injury verdicts in the entire country. I've helped thousands of Las Vegans get paid after getting hurt. How much? Nearly $500 million in settlements. More than $130 million cases. No other Las Vegas lawyer can say that.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y.
Woo!
You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Criminal trial, another stabbing, maximum sentence, and the River Seine. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, what makes this courtroom trial different than the previous ones we've seen with Trump is that this is a criminal trial. The other were civil trials. The name of the case is People of the State of New York versus Donald Trump. Remember, hush money payments are not illegal. The accusation is that Trump falsified business records to pay the hush money and did not disclose it as a campaign expense, which violated federal campaign finance law. Trump could be the first president who's a convicted felon. Potential jurors were sworn in. I chuckle because Biden won Manhattan 85-15. Lawyers from each side know the jurors' names and have access to their social media pages. Obviously, a lot can be learned from that. We reported yesterday about the mass stabbing in Sydney that killed six people. There was another stabbing, this time at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church. The service was live-streamed when we now know 15-year-old came up to the bishop and stabbed him multiple times. Others were injured as they took down the attacker. The armorer for the movie Rust, Hannah Gutierrez, was given the maximum sentence of 18 months for involuntary manslaughter. This is back in 2021, you remember? When the cinematographer was shot and killed as Alec Baldwin was holding the gun. Somehow there was a real bullet in the gun. The judge said, you alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Miss Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother. She said, Your Honor, when I took on Rust, I was young and I was naive. But I took my job as seriously as I knew how to, despite not having proper time, resources, and staffing. I just did my best to handle it. Alec Baldwin has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter in Hutchins' death. His trial is scheduled to start in July. The Olympics are coming up in Paris. I'm a big fan of the Olympics, so I'm going to talk a lot about it. Opening ceremonies on July 26th. The plan right now for the opening ceremonies, which are super lame and happened for a long time, but just to mix it up, Paris wanted to have all the athletes on boats floating down the River Seine through the heart of Paris. 10,500 athletes. They were expecting 600,000 spectators, but now they're thinking about security concerns and maybe moving it inside to the stadiums. This is so lame. We can't do things outside in the open anymore because security risks are too high. Come on. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly. He has your message of the day. Next.
Everything is expensive these days. You know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4262. NMLS number 64367.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
update, message of the day. On this Tuesday, years ago, while working at Fox News, I told the audience that major media outlets like the Washington Post and New York Times and most network news outlets would not tolerate conservative thought. My imagery was that any employee wearing a MAGA hat, for example, even on private time, would be banished. Subsequently, we have seen that play out in many left-wing companies. The latest is National Public Radio, where a former executive writes that a liberal bias is consistently enforced. NPR CEO Catherine Marr once tweeted that, quote, Donald Trump is a racist, and was openly sympathetic to the violent rioting after George Floyd's death. Now, consider that NPR and its TV cousin PBS have convoluted access to about $500 million yearly from American taxpayers, and you have a huge scandal. One footnote, in my 20 years plus at Fox News, I never saw employees punished for liberal beliefs. In fact, people like Alan Colmes, Juan Williams, Shepard Smith prospered. The executive producer of The O'Reilly Factor is a proud Democrat. That has never happened at the liberal news organizations. You either fall into line or work elsewhere. Maybe Frontline could do a report on it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Kathleen, concierge member. President Trump has a crooked judge heading his trial in New York, not going to recuse himself, not allowing Trump to talk about his daughter's affiliation with the Dems and Kamala, not allowing the jury to answer who they vote for, what party they belong to. All true. And that's why Donald Trump cannot get a fair trial in New York City. Jerry Rivas, Lake Worth, Florida. Hey, Bill, I believe Joe Biden is as bad as Putin. Putin invaded Ukraine, killed thousands, and Biden allows the invasion of the U.S. that has killed thousands. What say you? No, Biden's not as bad as Putin. Putin is a sociopath, a maniac, who, if the world blew up, wouldn't care. That's how bad he is. Steve Marriott, Nova Scotia, Canada, one of my favorite parts of Canada, Nova Scotia, beautiful. Can you explain, O'Reilly, what the scenario would be if RFK Jr. wins the election? I know it's remote, but how would that work? RFK, okay, so you know, it's not going to happen. But if an independent candidate, not a party member, gets to be president, everything's the same. Legislation is introduced by either party in Congress. If it passes, the president gets to sign it, or not, or veto it. That's what it would be. There wouldn't be any difference. Lorraine Connolly Walker, Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. For the eighth year, I have renewed my premium membership. Well, thank you, Lorraine. That's kind of you. Worth the course just in the Smart Life segment. Sparkling ice, my go-to drink, and your airline tips have saved me a bundle. Smart Life is one of my favorite segments. You know, I think the Talking Points memo is my favorite, but Smart Life, because we can do a lot of good things in that segment. Sparkling ice, by the way, knocks the sugar out of your beverages. And it tastes good. I had some yesterday. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1881, famous lawman Bat Masterson fought the last gun battle of his life. The shootout embodied an American era synonymous with booze and bloodshed. Here's a look at some famous figures of the Old West. Wild Bill Hickok, he left home at age 17 to work on a riverboat, then became a sheriff in Kansas. Hickok was shot dead while playing poker in Deadwood, South Dakota. The cards he was dealt are still known as the Dead Man's Hand, two pairs of aces and eights. Wyatt Earp, the lawman patrolled the streets of Dodge City, Deadwood, and Tombstone, Arizona. Earp and his associate, Doc Holliday, became heroes after the shootout at the OK Corral. Wyatt then retired to California, worked as a part-time detective for the LAPD. Doc Holliday died from tuberculosis at the age of 36. His final words, "This is funny." Jesse James, the 14-year-old, joined a gang of Confederate guerrillas during the Civil War and continued his reign of terror for decades. He was killed by his friend Robert Ford at the age of 34. Billy the Kid, the teenage outlaw, was known for violence. The Kid shot dead by police in New Mexico. He was responsible for 21 murders, one for each year of his short life. William Bonney was perhaps the worst of the outlaws. Finally, John Wesley Hardin. He executed his first man before his 16th birthday and killed another 20 along the Texas frontier. He was shot in the back of the head by police in El Paso while playing dice. And here's something else you might not know. After his gunplay, Bat Masterson moved back east and became a close friend with another Rough Rider, Teddy Roosevelt. In fact, Masterson became a newspaper columnist in New York City, and Roosevelt appointed him a deputy U.S. Marshal. Back after this. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.